Describe a person who has interesting ideas or opinions. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what interesting ideas or opinions he or she has, and explain why you think his or her ideas are interesting. I'm going to talk about my friend Elliot, who is a natural at languages and always has a lot of interesting ideas when it comes to language learning and teaching. He is a fellow teacher at my workplace, so I feel I know him well enough to speak about him. First of all, he is fluent in 3 foreign languages, English, Chinese, and Japanese, in addition to his mother tongue. So you can imagine, as a language teacher, he really stands out from the others. I feel that he has a special empathy for language learners. But, although he has a knack for languages, he knows that others struggle with them, so he always tries to come up with new methods to help language learners improve faster and achieve better results. In addition to imparting knowledge, he always creates a fun atmosphere. For example, at the start of each class, he would have all the students stand up and play some warm-up games instead of going straight into the normal routine teaching stuff. Some of the games are even invented by himself, and I must say that they are well thought out. I learn a lot from observing his classes and look forward to working more with him in the future. I'm really interested in learning more about how to make language learning fun. Part 3. What kinds of ideas are respected in your country? That's a tough question, but I definitely say any ideas that are groundbreaking or revolutionary are valued in my country. For example, we really respect people like Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, who changed the future through technology. Furthermore, people who are forward thinkers are respected in today's society, such as those who search for solutions to violence or support the gay rights movement. Lastly, people really respect those who have innovative business ideas, which improve the country's economy. Actually, that might be the most respected one. All in all, we like those who are unconventional thinkers. When do children start to have their own ideas? Well, they say that 7 is the age of reason. So I believe that this is when it all begins, even if in small ways. I think this is the age where children begin to recognize their individuality and separateness from their parents. However, children tend to follow the belief system of their parents up to their teen years, when they start the rebellious years. Thinking back, I remember I started to question my parents' religion and political ideas when I was around 15, leading me to break off from them. So, all in all, by the time you're 18, most teens know who they really are. Where do these ideas come from? The family is definitely the first foundation of how we shape our ideas. Apart from this, I would say teachers have the second largest influence. Following this, what kids hear in school from their friends, what they watch on TV, and so on, start to shape their way of thinking. Lastly, we start to break away from our family's ideas and create our own ideas based on our life experiences,